If you thought Amazon's shipping restrictions were bad enough, now they're losing your inventory. The good news, they've found some of it. But everything not saved is lost, as they say in the Nintendo end screen, which I put into the thumbnail for today. So this is a picture of Adam Heiss with my father, Dan Pope, at the Prosper Show this week. It was great seeing Adam there, my father told me. And Adam, pretty tall guy here. So if you haven't subscribed to Adam's channel, check him out. So this is the email that many of us received. We're contacting you because we've identified you as the owner of inventory that had not been previously allocated to your account due to an error in one or more of your shipments to Amazon's fulfillment centers. On July 14th, we will begin to assign items to accounts that we determine to be the owner of unallocated inventory. So for the next 2 weeks, you'll see inventory randomly show up. So how big of an impact is this? We went ahead and did the research, pulled it on my own account, and the answer was 17 units. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it is another sign that this is a direct proof that Amazon ran out of room, got so out of hand with the supply chain, and this is in my head how I vision it, they probably had some boxes, trucks, pallets piled up somewhere, and they're like, we'll eventually get around to seeing what's in there. And these are shipments that could have been all the way back in Q4 of last year based on my list here that I see, because I have not seen or made a shipment for some of these items in some time. So bottom line is, this is a good update. It means Amazon's giving you inventory that they've lost. However, there's chances that they've already paid you or reimbursed you for these lost items, and now they're going to take that reimbursement away and simply give your item back, which sucks because it's like loaning your inventory out and getting paid nothing for it, holding up your dollars. So in here, you can see this is a full report of what that would look like. They'll give you the SKU, the product name, the quantity, even the fulfillment center. Notice here that the fulfillment centers are all over the place. We're saying completely across the country, from LA all the way to the Eastern Board. So this is a massive, massive impact. One of my favorite add-on services that we offer is called My Refund Guy. If you have lost items or shipments and are not asking Amazon to pay you for them, you're leaving money on the table. An average $1 million seller probably going to get at least a $5,000 check. All you got to do, go to myrefundguy.com. We'll give you your first $500 free on the house. After that, straight up commission. You only pay us if we get you money back. On the site, I go through and explain exactly what we're looking for. Lost and damaged units, refunds, mishandled items, lost inbound shipments, just like we covered in today's video. I also have a video where I walk you through directly what your dashboard looks like. It's one of the sexiest dashboards with full transparency on everything that we do to help you out. If you want to learn more about how to handle lost shipments, click on this video here. Thanks for watching. My name is Stephen Pope, and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy and My Refund Guy.